Hey everyone, Madison Lane here. Ever feel like you're constantly navigating this crazy whirlwind of life? Like, one minute you're crushing it, the next minute you're tripping over your own 2 feet. Well, let me tell you, that's totally normal. We're all on this journey together, trying to figure things out, grow, and become our best selves. But here's the thing. Growth can be a bumpy ride sometimes. And wouldn't it be amazing if we had a space where we felt safe, supported, and actually encouraged to stumble, learn, and come back stronger. That's what today's episode is all about, creating that safe haven for personal growth, right here, right now. Think about it. Where do you feel most comfortable taking risks, sharing your vulnerabilities, and just being authentically you? Maybe it's with a close friend or family member, a trusted mentor, or even at some book club you've been meaning to join. These spaces provide the foundation for real growth because they offer acceptance, encouragement, and honest feedback, the kind of fuel we need to push past our comfort zones. So how do we build these safe havens? Let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that are actionable and real. 1. Lead with empathy. Imagine walking into a room where people truly listen, understand your perspective, and celebrate your wins big and small. That's the power of empathy. It's about putting yourself in someone else's shoes, understanding their experiences, and responding with kindness and compassion. This creates an environment where people feel valued and heard, which is essential for opening up and sharing their vulnerabilities. 2. Embrace active listening. Think of active listening as a superpower. It's more than just hearing words. It's about truly paying attention to what someone is saying, both verbally and nonverbally. Ask clarifying questions, summarize what you've heard to ensure understanding, and offer genuine responses that show you're engaged. This lets people know they're being heard and understood, which builds trust and strengthens the connection. 3. Celebrate authenticity. We all have unique strengths, talents, and quirks. In a safe and supportive environment, those things are celebrated, not judged. Encourage others to be their true selves, express their opinions freely even if they're different from yours, and embrace their individuality. Remember, authenticity breeds connection and fosters genuine growth. Borrow. Practice constructive feedback. Feedback is crucial for growth, but it needs to be delivered with care and intention. Focus on specific behaviors or actions, avoid personal attacks, and frame your feedback as suggestions rather than criticisms. Offer support and encouragement alongside the feedback, and remember that the goal is to help someone learn and improve, not tear them down. 5. Create rituals of support. Think about the things that bring people together: a shared meal, a weekly walk, or even just a regular online check-in. These rituals create a sense of community and belonging, reminding us that we're not alone on this journey. They provide opportunities to connect, share experiences, and offer each other support when needed. Think about the time you felt truly supported and safe sharing something personal with someone. Maybe it was a friend who listened without judgment, a mentor who offered guidance, or even a supportive online community that embraced your vulnerability. What made that space so special? What were the key ingredients? Now, how can you bring those elements into your own life, whether it's with friends, family, colleagues, or even online communities? Remember, building these safe havens is an ongoing process. It takes effort, empathy, and a willingness to be vulnerable ourselves. But the rewards are immense. When we create spaces where people feel safe to grow, learn, and thrive, we not only empower individuals but also contribute to a more supportive and compassionate world. Let's recap. Today we talked about creating safe and supportive environments for personal growth. We learned about the power of empathy, active listening, celebrating authenticity, constructive feedback, and rituals of support. So, what's one small thing you can do today to create a little more safety and support in your own life? Maybe it's reaching out to someone who needs a listening ear, offering a genuine compliment, or simply making an effort to be more present in your interactions with others. Every little bit counts. Stay tuned for more Stoic wisdom and practical tips on navigating life's challenges. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.